This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Pentagon announced Monday members of the U.S. military will be required to have the COVID-19 vaccine beginning September 15th under a plan endorsed by U.S. President Joe Biden. That deadline could be pushed up if the vaccine receives final approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or if infection rates continue to rise. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he will seek the president's approval to make the vaccines mandatory no later than mid-September or immediately upon FDA approval, whichever comes first. Austin's decision comes a little more than a week after Biden told defense officials to develop a plan requiring troops to get shots as part of a broader campaign to increase vaccinations in the federal workforce. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Monday against travel to Israel, France, Thailand, Iceland, and several other countries because of a rising number of COVID-19 cases in those nations. The CDC has been adding to its highest level 4 COVID-19 level as cases spread around the globe. The United States added Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza, along with other places, including Aruba and French Polynesia. The U.S. State Department also issued its parallel level 4 do not travel advisories for Iceland and France on Monday. In July, the CDC had raised concerns about Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza lifting its travel health notice by 2 levels to level 3. The CDC also hiked alert levels to level 3 for Austria, Croatia, El Salvador, Azerbaijan, Guam, Kenya, and Jamaica. The CDC says unvaccinated travelers should avoid non-essential travel to those countries. This is VOA News. Mexico's president said Monday he will ask the United States to send at least 3.5 million more doses of COVID-19 vaccine as his country faces a third wave of infections. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says he plans to discuss a transfer of vaccines with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris during a call scheduled for later Monday. Lopez Obrador says the U.S. government had initially offered the Moderna vaccine, but Mexican health authorities could not get the necessary approvals in time, so that now they are considering Pfizer or another approved vaccine. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Greece's parliament in Athens on Monday over the government's handling of wildfires that have destroyed forests and properties across the country. Demonstrators from leftist groups and environmental organizations criticized authorities for a lack of funding towards staffing special firefighting units, vehicles, and resources, as well as policies unfavorable towards the environment. Wildfires have been burning in Greece for a week on the back of a prolonged heat wave, and as a UN report said on Monday, climate change is dangerously close to being out of control. Greece's prime minister also apologized Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires as blazes continued on the island of Evia. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people. And there have been a growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. Pakistan's National Security Advisor said Monday a protracted war in neighboring Afghanistan is Pakistan's quote-unquote nightmare scenario. He says the U.S. needs to take the lead to get the Afghan government and the Taliban back to the negotiation table, and that Pakistan is pushing the Taliban to return to negotiations, but its leverage is waning as the insurgent group gains more ground in Afghanistan. He says they haven't even been able to convince the Taliban to reopen a border crossing in southeastern Afghanistan, which the insurgent force captured last month. In their sweep through Afghanistan, which began with the late April start of the final withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops, the Taliban have gained control of the strategic and lucrative border crossings, including the one into Pakistan. Last weekend, the Taliban closed the crossing in southeast Afghanistan after Pakistan demanded that Afghans crossing into the sign have a passport and a visa, something not previously required. The Taliban accused Pakistan of imposing the new rules to please Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.